No snow in the forecast, but you know. And we are. We're just weather wimps, you know. It gets a little cold out there. It gets below freezing.
Do I have to go to school?
Yeah, start complaining and all that stuff. Again, while we were talking about it earlier this morning, there's no official word, but the Welburn and University Drive interchange, everything will be opened up. Lights will be working. It's the way God intended it, right in time for the students to get back. Folks from City College Station are here. Colin's here this morning. How are you?
Hey, Scott, how are you?
You know, we had a story about, I don't know if you heard, Texas A&M won a football bowl game. Doesn't happen very often, but they did. but we understand that, as quite often happens, there was a food bet, and council got to chow down. Were there any leftovers? Did staff get any of that?
Well, staff made sure there were no leftovers.
Oh, okay. So did you happen to try any of the vittles that came from?
I had a rib, and it was unbelievable. We were a little bit dubious about how good barbecue would be from
up there,
the Chicago area.
Yeah.
You know, we were kind of expecting, you know, where's the deep pan pizza?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, they sent the ribs and some chicken too, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Now, what we were fascinated by was the corn muffins that had turnip greens in them.
Yeah, they were kind of like small bread loaves. They were so huge.
Yeah. Did you try one of those?
I had a bite of one, and it was pretty good.
Are you a turnip green guy?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm from New Mexico. I don't guess that's really the deep south.
You know, they don't have turnip greens in New Mexico very much, do they?
Yeah. They got green chilies.
Yeah, okay. All right. But anyway, so it was all right, huh?
Yeah, it was fantastic. We posted a picture of the mayor sinking her teeth into some of the chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
And posted it on the Evanston Facebook page.
Oh, did you?
You know, we wondered if we ought to do that. It was rubbing it in a little bit too much. But no, they immediately responded. And
They liked that. Yeah, they're not going to win a football bowl game anytime soon. They haven't, right? It's been 50 years or something like that. But anyway, well, that's good. I want to make sure that y'all were taken care of. After all, we're here to make sure staff gets taken care of and, you know, council doesn't eat all the food up.
Well, we do get the scraps sometimes.
All right, so what's going on this morning?
Well, I've got David Brower, our community development analyst, here to talk with you this morning about some of our community development programs.
Oh, very good. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good. How long you been with the city?
Going on 3.5 years.
What'd you do before that?
I was a newly minted graduate of the Bush School there.
All right. So community development. Now, is this like you're a visionary, you're planning for what we're going to do, or you're trying to implement plans that are already in place?
Trying to implement plans that are in place. The city receives grants from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Home Investment Partnership Grant and Community Development Block Grant. And we've got a program to repair people's homes. If you own your home and it's in disrepair, with this Home Investment Partnership Grant, we have funds available, three different kinds of programs. So we've got a minor repair program to where if you have an emergency situation, if there's a pipe that burst under your foundation and is washing it out or something's going to cause a fire, we've got $5,000 available to fix that, and it's a grant, so that doesn't need to be repaid. It's to keep housing from burning down or from washing out.
Right, okay.
We've got a rehabilitation assistance program, so if there's more that needs to be done, we've got a loan / a forgivable, repayable loan of up to $50,000 available. So we can come in, we'll have someone come. We've got a gentleman who has a construction background. He'll come in and do a checklist of everything that needs to be done. And then there's money available to try to bring it up as close as it can be to current code. If it can't be rehabbed, sometimes you just wouldn't want to mess with a house if it's got too many repairs that need to be done.
Sure.
If that's determined, then there's $110,000 available to demolish the house and rebuild it. 40% of that is forgiven over a term payback. The rest is paid back at 3% interest over the life of a loan. So we're excited about the programs. They got put in place. Council passed the guidelines this past October, and we think it's a great program to preserve the integrity of housing stock in College Station, to help some people who may be in a situation where their house is falling apart and needs repairs, and so they can live in decent, safe housing.
So, of course, now you're giving us numbers that people are diving for their computers right now going, yeah, let me have that money. But obviously there's some general guidelines and stipulations that qualify people. Is there kind of an overview as to who qualifies for this or how these people are identified?
Sure, there sure is. The first major requirement is you have to be at 80% or below the area median income.
Okay.
So if you're a household of four, that's $46,500 or less a year.
Gross. Okay.
So an easy way to figure it out is just take your gross amount on your paycheck stubs and multiply it by, you know, however, if you get paid monthly, multiply it by 12.
Okay, so 46,000 pretty much is the magic number that we look at
for
there
family,
for a family of four.
For, if you're a family, a household of one, it's 32,600.
Okay,
so
all right.
Depends on how many people are in there. We've got a credit score requirement of 575. That's because it does have a loan component. So when you come and apply, there's a $20 application fee. We run your credit score, and part of what we try to do there is just that's an opportunity for us to work with people to see what your credit lies.
Sure, right. Mm-hmm. Because after all, some of this has to be repaid, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Except for the minor repair, but the other ones do, and
right.
And that's a good opportunity. You want to help folks with their credit. And
now you mentioned the $5,000, which is an interesting one. The others there could be a timeline involved, but the $5,000 sounds like an emergency situation. How fast can this money actually be turned around if you qualify, for instance, for the smaller of these, the one that maxes out at $5,000?
It can be turned around really fast. So you get your application in. We'd process it, which would take a day or two, and then we'd go look at the situation. Well, if it's an emergency situation, we can get it done that day. We'd call some contractors, get the best deal.
Okay, so they do all that. This is all part of the program. You do that for the people. You find the contractor. Contractor comes in and does the work, and then it's almost like they never see a bill. The city picks up the bill. Is that the way the smaller ones go?
That's right.
Okay, all
right.
That's
how that works. And with the larger ones, what we do is we go into a contract with the homeowner, and they're basically saying, I don't know how to bid out a large project, and so we put together a bid packet, and it's competitively bid through the city's bidding process.
Okay. So there you go, kind of rehabbing College Station in three different steps. If they want some more information, do you have the guidelines or things like that on the website so they can see it?
We sure do. If you go to cstx.gov/housingassistance.
Housing assistance.
All one word, all our housing programs are there, and there's the programs will be there as well. And just the city of Bryan has very similar programs. So
okay.
Whether you live in Bryan or College Station, you can get in touch with the Bryan Community Development Department, and they'll have programs there as well. If you want to give us a call, our phone number is 764-3785, and we'd be glad to talk with you about how these programs can help.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Well, we want to remind everyone that the city offices and all city facilities will be closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. That includes the library. But sanitation and recycling collections will operate on their normal schedule, so they will be picking up on Monday. Also want to remind folks that tomorrow night at 5:45 is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. musical tribute at the Lincoln Rec Center. So that'll celebrate Dr. King's birthday coming up. And then also, before that, if you're interested in learning how to fish or have kids we have a Learn to Fish event. That'll be put on by the College Station Parks and Rec Department and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department from 9 a.m. to noon at Beachy Central Park. So if you want some more information on that, you can call the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department at 713-806-4981.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Visit with the folks from College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.